Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with Brandon Brown and Nash Griggs, who are two-thirds of the band Omicron J Trauma. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic.
Doing great.
And we're missing Nathan Adamson.
Mm-hmm. He's our drummer, and also he's the owner of the label. Right now he's doing some business in Dallas. And also, this is just a really easy way for us to kind of go out and meet stations. Just the two of us, two acoustic guitars. Whenever we play live with real, like, live drums and big, loud guitars, and we have a tape machine for tracks, because there's three of us, but there's a lot more than three things on the record. We like doing that. We like having a big light show and, you know, being really kind of in your face and having it be an experience. But we also like being able to convey the songs in a much more simple fashion with just two guitars or a piano or whatever's around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super stripped down. Mm-hmm. Where you can actually understand.
Yes. Sometimes in a club, it can be a little bit, especially if you've never heard of a band, it can just be a little bit overwhelming.
When we play live with the live set, I mean, we got distortion on our guitars, we have doubling pedals for our vocals and all that, as Nash was saying. So it's nice to show people we can do both, and we know what the context is, so to speak. I mean, we definitely know how to put on a rock show, but we also know how to play guitar. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to tell me about your band name.
It's just weird music, weird band name. It's pretty random.
We needed something to write on the box, and that fit. I can't think of a better name. If anybody has some suggestions, we will gladly take them. But it works, and it's not so weird that you can't say the name. So,
I've been practicing all morning.
That's awesome.
Omicron J Trauma. You guys have a new EP out. Has six tracks, and I think you're going to play some from that EP, which is called You Should Have Thought About That. And then I think you mentioned you have a couple unreleased tracks that you're going to play for us as well.
Yep.
Awesome. What do you want to start with?
The song's called Luna. We'll start with it because it's the first song written for this band and the first thing put to tape.
Now throw me your queens when I said I'm going up now, and I'm gonna get high off nothing. Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with the band Omicron J Trauma. That was a song called Luna off their EP called You Should Have Thought About That. Is that a message for someone?
You read the name, and then you read the album title. So it's just Omicron J Trauma, and then You Should Have Thought About That, and it kind of answers the like name of the band type thing, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. Like, maybe we should have thought of something better, but yeah.
We'll take a poll after this. Yeah.
It has a story that
maybe
it's pretty funny.
But I'll explain it someday.
Put it in a book.
Not right now.
Okay, so you guys are from Dallas, Texas. Yep. And did you both grow up there?
Well, I grew up in Fort Worth and then some of the suburbs around that area. And then I've lived in Dallas pretty much since I was like 10 or 11, which is around when I started playing the guitar. And then Nathan and I, along with a couple other people, we opened up the label and studio. Four Reels Records is the label, and then Farallog is the studio, about 7.5 years ago in a neighborhood called Deep Ellum, which if anybody's ever been to Dallas, or if you haven't been to Dallas, Deep Ellum is a really cool entertainment district, kind of arts district sort of place. And it's been like that since about the 80s, and it's kind of gone through these like up and down periods as far as popularity or activity goes. It's going through a really big swing in popularity right now because a lot of really cool venues have opened back up, like famous ones like Trees and Club Dada that have been there for a long time. And then another one called Bomb Factory, which has brought in some really cool bands. I saw Kraftwerk and Father John Misty. We saw Father John Misty there. And people know it as a place to go see really great bands and go see great live music. So that's sort of what I grew up in as a teenager. And I was, you know, there's a lot of bars and stuff. So that makes for an interesting experience seeing that as a kid. Yeah.
And then I grew up in a suburb north of Dallas called Coppell. And then I met Nathan. He was actually the first person I met, had to do with like the music industry, so to speak. I was just playing a show with my high school band and walked by and I met him, recorded twice with him, and then came back the third time with, and this is the short story, but came back with these songs, and Nathan Nash joined. And then the band was started with another guy named Trevor Davis, but he moved out to Colorado. He's actually recording a single right now. I'm helping him with that. He still plays music, and we do stuff together, but he just moved out to Colorado. So Omicron's the three of us, and we really get along musically very well. We never have disagreements over music. We all kind of know what is supposed to happen, who's supposed to do it, and we've always really jived really well. Especially since this round of songs, we've really been playing very seriously since then.
Nash, you kind of touched on the music scene in Dallas. What other kinds of music are coming out of Dallas right now?
There's a lot of different types of stuff. I mean, there's a big sort of like Americana scene. There's a lot of hip hop, and I mean, there's everything really.
You mentioned Four Reels Record label and Farallog Studios.
Yep. It's essentially our label. So we're on the label. This is the first band that we've pushed with it. We are also owners of the label. So it's kind of really just, it's this band is going to kind of be laying the blueprint for future projects that work on the label. And this is the first band we've been able to really do this with and do this correctly. The biggest part of that is Brandon was the first person to actually listen to any sort of like constructive criticism that Nathan had to give him. Whereas like a lot of people just kind of, if you try to talk business, like if you try to talk about the music business with them, their eyes just sort of glaze over. And Brandon took it very seriously. Like the first time he came in, it was with his high school band, and he had two guys in the band who were not as serious about music as he and Trevor were. So Nathan's suggestion was, yeah, you need to get those two guys out of the band. And so Brandon did that. He kicked them out. And they totally understood. Actually, one of the guys is our lighting guy, Dakota. He's super awesome.
DPSLC.
Like one of the smartest, like funniest dudes I've ever met. And then he came back a second time. He and Trevor came back a second time to record. And they sounded a lot better. They sounded just like Nirvana, which is fun. And Nirvana is awesome. But Nathan could tell that Brandon wanted to make original music. And he wanted to, you know, do this full time. He wanted to do this for a living. So when he came back the third time, this is after a long period where he and Trevor just kind of locked themselves away and just worked on music all the time, worked on their songs and learned a lot. And this third time he came back is what we have now, essentially, that batch of songs. And then he and I started writing together a lot and just spending a lot of time together. So it's really morphed into something really cool. I mean, after Brandon came in that first time, we had no idea that this is how it would end up. He was just some other person that we were recording, you know. And I liked Brandon, but I didn't know that I was going to end up like spending pretty much every day that I do anything, I'm around Brandon all the time. So yeah, it's just, you never really know what's going to happen. And we did not know that this was going to be the band that we did this with. So. Mm-hmm.
I love how your voices complement each other. And I love how you split off. Like, there's certain times where you're actually singing the same melody. And then, Nash, I think you would go higher and Brandon, you'd go lower. And it would kind of just be this really rad harmony.
Yeah. Thank you.
I've always liked harmonies. I got a 4-track cassette deck. Actually, also, this kind of answers some of the tape machine questions people may have. Nash and I are actually more used to tape machines. That's kind of our... helping Trevor record this is the first time I've ever used a computer to record pretty much anything, like seriously.
Wow.
And we're just using a digital 8-track and we're going to dump it into a DAW. But we mostly use tape machines because I got a 4-track cassette deck and then I remember like stacking my vocals into like a major chord and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then Trevor and I did a lot of harmonies and stuff from the initial songs. And then Nash initially started singing those songs, but Nash has a little bit lower of a voice. I mean, he can sing all the parts perfectly fine, but now it's kind of cool. Getting like good conversation would be a example of a song where Nash wrote a lot, he composed that song and like his vocal parts kind of fit his voice really well. And then, but also there's songs like Luna I wrote with Trevor, but Nash sounds really good. I mean, Trevor sounded good as well, but it's nice to hear Nash's voice on that. It's different, but it's cool.
Yeah. What other songs do you have for us?
We were going to play Leave You Alone, which I believe is a track that you've been playing the most. So we're going to do that little acoustic version.
Sheep all clustered, how? Our bodies mangled, how? With the makeshift story to tell. So I can leave you alone to how? 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 I'm yearning to sell, and hunger I'm making it quell. So I can leave you alone to help. Leave you alone to help. Leave you alone to help. Leave you alone to help.
You guys are very tight.
Thank you.
Yeah. And are you saying leave you alone to help?
Help.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. We're not saying help or hell or, although he does say hell earlier in the song, I think.
Yeah. It's all the Max Martin math lyrics kind of thing. It's like the vocals are like an instrument. Like the lyrics, like we write them out. We're totally happy to show anyone, but they come across kind of odd because they have to fit into the vocals and into the rest of the song and whatnot. So sometimes words will get pronounced odd and have dropping things, but
it's like a silent.
We're not trying to hide the lyrics. It's just a matter of artistic expression, I guess you could hide it behind that.
Yeah. So do you use the same kind of structure or formula for all of your songwriting?
I started out, guitar was my first instrument, but it's not my primary instrument. I definitely play piano far more. So that's definitely shifted. And then now, I mean, I like to write in my head more than anything. And then I'll just like kind of do it on the piano whenever I like want to actually do it. But for the most part, I'll just think things through more now than as opposed to when I first started, it was pretty much only like riff. That's cool. Find something that works around that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of a combination of the two. Whereas like with Nash had more of a practical, like he records himself playing guitar for long periods at a time and then he'll find snippets that he likes and develop on. But I do that as well. And he also thinks things through, but just kind of a different style, I guess.
Yeah. Your website mentions you sound, and I've abbreviated this because there were quite a few bands.
I think Dakota did this one. So I think he might have put like Crowded House twice or something.
Well, the abbreviated version is your sound has a wide range of influence such as Beach Boys, Harry Nilsson, Kanye West, Weezer, Los Lonely Boys. this is my favorite part. While still maintaining a very modern and edgy sound.
You asked about local music, and really, I mean, this is not new local music, but Los Lonely Boys, I mean, I know it's not Dallas, but just, it sits in my heart.
Give a shout out to Los Lonely Boys. Yeah, pretty much.
We listen to Heaven, I mean, often.
Often. But yeah, I mean, we do have a wide range of music that we like. Just on the way up here, we've been listening to like Daft Punk and everything from that to more bands that would make more sense, like Nirvana or anything else. But it's all good music. That's the biggest thing. We also listen to classical music. We listen to hip hop like Kanye West or other stuff. My friend Joel was traveling with us for a minute. He's more into like hip hop and that kind of stuff. So he was showing us some things that
he was the one who put the Kraft Punk.
Yeah, he put Daft Punk on.
Yeah. A lot of people like to think of pop music as simple and overly simplified, but all I listen to is pop music. And Nash also, and that's what we really share. And like what I mean by that is Beatles, Beach Boys, Nirvana, Weezer, all the way up to Rihanna and Lady Gaga.
Kanye West.
And that also means like the Fleetwoods. That means Buddy Holly. We just like really good music, and popular isn't always like Nick Drake was not a popular artist, but a lot of times popular music's popular because it's good. Like the Bee Gees, everyone likes the Bee Gees, and it's not by coincidence. They're a really good band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's real craft, and that's the biggest thing is can you tell if I hear something and it sounds like somebody didn't think it through that much? It's mm-hmm. just you can tell those sort of things. Even people who don't necessarily, who aren't musicians, I think can tell those sorts of things, you know? Like you can tell Brian Wilson knows a lot about music just by listening to Good Vibrations or Wouldn't It Be Nice or any of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like how old school you guys are.
Yeah, it's funny because the old school thing is, I kind of just take it as however people want to think about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
We like all sorts of music. I think there's great music coming out right now, just like there was in the 70s. It's just sometimes music is a lot more, I would say the music world is a little bit more fractured than it was in like the 70s or 80s.
It's also just more economic, I guess you could say. Like people can record by themselves on mm-hmm. home computers yeah. and whatnot. And like I'm In Love With by T-Pain was recorded in GarageBand in like, mm-hmm. was it like half an hour?
Yeah, like half an hour, but that's like a hit song.
It's a hit song. It's a great song. Everyone can sing it. I mean,
yeah, that's a very ridiculous song.
That's a ridiculous example.
It
doesn't cost $1 million.
It's much more of a free market with music now where, you know, it costs how much to put your music up on Spotify? Not very much. It costs, you know, the cost.
$20.
It costs 20 bucks to put your music up on Spotify. And then everybody all over the world can hear it. Or it's free on some places. We live in a great time for musicians and music listeners, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we're very happy to be in the music industry at the time that we're in the music street right now. Yeah.
Are there any things that you don't like about the music industry right now?
I would say the only thing that annoys me is, I don't think this is necessarily social media's fault, but I think the way that some people use social media, where it's almost sort of like a crutch that they can use to make up for the fact that what they're doing isn't that interesting. That's what I like about radio is whenever you hear a song on the radio, I mean, maybe the DJ gives it a little bit of an intro like, oh, this is a band from blah, 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 or this is they might give you a little bit of information beforehand, but for the most part, they're going to put that song on, or you'll just hear a song.
Yeah, you'll just hop in the car and it's like
playing. Yeah, and it's already playing. It's halfway through the song. And you're like, whoa, what is this? Or you don't like it or whatever, but it's a very kind of...
honest.
It's a very honest way to get music delivered to you, whereas with Spotify or any sort of like Instagram or Facebook or Ebum's World or wherever the heck you get music, like... you're always getting an image. That's always a thing. Whereas, I mean, I love music because it's pretty sounds. Like, that's like, that sounds like it's such a simplistic way of viewing it. But
people also like the resurgence of vinyl, so to speak, that's been coming up. It also shows you what the real market of vinyl was. Because at the time, the reason that vinyl sold the way it was because Spotify did not exist.
No other option.
Yeah. So anytime that people would have been listening to Spotify, they're listening to records or cassettes or whatever that may be.
Do you want to play one of your unreleased songs for us?
Yeah.
This song is actually not even going to be on this record. This song is called Crazy Page, and Trevor actually has the composition of credit of this song. We wrote this song together.
Yeah.
Can I come over? I really miss the way you say how I could seem to ever break away. Crazy page. Over, but I really just want to stay. I hope that your love never comes home today. Crazy page. Crazy page.
That was a song called Crazy Page by Omicron Jade Trauma. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the Bamboo Room with Brandon and Nash, two-thirds of Omicron Jade Trauma. We're missing Nathan, and he'll be here next time, I'm sure.
Yes.
And Nash, you mentioned you've been playing guitar, what, for like 10 years or something?
Nine years. I'm 20. Brandon is 22.
Okay.
So still a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah. Brandon, when did you pick up a guitar?
Well, the first time I picked up a guitar was because one of my dad's friends, Billy Block, and then another one of his friends, Jerry McEwen, they came down to visit us, and he had a Telecaster, and he was just like playing it. I was like, oh, yeah, I like video games. Like, that's just done. That's cool. And so then I just started, he showed me how to like tune it and whatnot. I'm left-handed, and it was strung right-handed, so for a while I played like that, and I got a set of strings and got to flip it, and I played guitar until I started playing piano whenever I was like, I don't know, like 19-ish. And then from then just really played mostly piano.
Mm-hmm. We all play multiple instruments. Nathan as well. He's the drummer, but he also plays piano on some of the recordings, and he's a really good rhythm guitar player as well. I have started playing piano a lot more and, you know, composing with that. The great thing about piano is that you have like a whole orchestra at your hands with a wide octave range. So,
mm-hmm.
It's a really great thing for writing songs and composing, whereas guitar is more, there's lots of things you can do with guitar that you just can't do with other instruments.
And what about singing? When did you kind of discover your voice?
No one else was willing to sing. I was just as bad as everyone else at singing. I was just willing to do it because it had to get done. And then it wasn't until I was probably like 18, 19 that I started singing and liking what I was doing, so to speak.
Yeah.
I was about 14 or 15 when I started singing. And it was all, you know, like anybody, it's just like you don't know what you're doing. So it's just kind of sing whatever dumb songs you write or whatever. And then when I started working with Brandon, I kind of had a big sort of breakthrough with my voice, which was around, I was like 18 or 19 as well. And that he has a really strong voice, so it's easy to harmonize with him. And it made it easier for me to kind of find my voice as well.
Yeah. Fun. Omicron Jade Trauma has been together for 3 years.
Yes.
Yep.
Where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years?
I know that we'll still be doing this, and I think we'll definitely be farther down the road as far as what we've done and, you know, the kinds of places we're playing. But I can't really say. I don't know. I know that we're going to just keep developing as musicians and as songwriters. Like Brandon said, we're kind of in it for the long haul. I don't know what else I'd do if I didn't do this, and that's like the most cliched thing in the world to say if you play music or do some sort of art thing, but it's true.
Well, before we go out, because I know you have one more unreleased song, woohoo, exclusively for KVNF.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where can our listeners find your music?
Spotify,
iTunes,
Google. You can find it all over the place, and we'll be coming to a town such as Paonia, Colorado soon. We'll be coming to a town near you.
Thank you both for being here. This was a lot of fun.
This is a lot of fun. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Corey.
We'll go out on one last song called Foreign Land.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be on our full length coming out sometime next year.
Better man, wish you could be, wish you could. back to a tragedy. Who'd you think you'd be? Not the prophecy. Wish you a better man. Wish you could be. Wish you could see. You're not my only friend. Better yet, we're gonna make it through the end. Take us back to a tragedy. Who'd you think you'd be? Not the prophecy. Wish you a better man. Wish you could be. Not the prophecy.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Be sure to check out kvnf.org for more of our original programming and for direct links to Omicron J Trauma's music. Thanks for listening.